Hello, I'm Becky Bees, Vice President of Marketing and Community Life at Roland Park Place, Baltimore's only metropolitan senior living community. You're listening to A Valuable Perspective, stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable and worldly citizens, the people who call Roland Park Place their home. Joining me today is Dr. Saul Snyder, a resident of Roland Park Place since 2015. Dr. Snyder is a distinguished professor of neuroscience, pharmacology, and psychiatry, and is the founder of the Solomon H. Snyder Department of Neuroscience at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He is world-renowned for his pioneering research in the identification of receptors for neurotransmitters and drugs and the explanation of the actions of psychotropic agents. Over the course of his career, he has authored or co-authored more than 1,000 peer-reviewed publications and has earned dozens of professional and academic honors, including the U.S. National Academy of Science Award in Neuroscience. Dr. Snyder, welcome to the program, and thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Tell us about how you began your career in psychiatry and neuroscience.
Well, even in high school, I liked psychiatry. I read philosophy, and that led me to read about Sigmund Freud. And I decided in high school that I'd be a psychiatrist, which was based on very little information and was sort of silly. But I went to Georgetown College and Georgetown Medical School. And then I did my so-called military service at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, working with Julius Axelrod, who subsequently won a Nobel Prize for his major discoveries about drugs and the brains and neurotransmitters. And I loved the work. So I came to Johns Hopkins for psychiatry residency and joined the faculty and have been here ever since. Interest in the brain developed superbly over the years, so that in 1980 we set up a full department devoted just to neuroscience, which is today the largest basic science department in the medical school.
You currently oversee the research being done at the Snyder Department of Neuroscience at Hopkins. Can you summarize some of the projects your team's working on?
We try to study almost anything we can about how the brain works at a biochemical level, always keeping in mind interest in how psychoactive drugs do their thing. Many years ago, we identified receptors for opiates like heroin and morphine and characterized these. Very recently, we've been studying the receptors for cocaine. Cocaine's been around for 150 years, and nobody really knew exactly how it acted at a molecular level, so we're working on that right now.
That's really interesting. What's the overall impact of your work in the medical field?
The work that we do has been recognized by the medical scientific community and incorporated into the body of understanding of how the brain works.
It sounds really relevant to a lot of what's happening in the world today. What's one thing that everyday people should know about your lab's work?
They don't need to know anything, but if they're interested in understanding about the brain and about how drugs act in the brain, that's an area that we've been working on for many years.
Does a lot of what you publish or what gets put out by your lab end up strictly in medical journals, or are there things that are really sort of accessible for everyday people?
Most of our research has been biomedical research journals, but I've always been interested in communicating to the general public so people could understand what's going on in the brain and how drugs act. So I've written a number of books for the general public, and one book is called Drugs in the Brain. Another book is called Brainstorming, which was a description of the research we did, identifying opiate receptors and the brain's own opiate-like neurotransmitters, the endorphins.
Finally, Dr. Snyder, what valuable perspective can you share with our listeners about how important it is to remain vital and active in the community?
Research by many, many investigators over the years indicates that the more active you are, the longer you live, the more you'll enjoy life. So I recommend people to keep doing whatever they like to do. Don't worry about retiring. My mentor, Julie Axelrod, was going into the lab every day when he was 92, and one day he went into the lab and he died, and that was fine because he lived a wonderful life.
You're the expert, so we're going to trust you. My thanks to Roland Park Place resident Dr. Saul Snyder for joining us today. This has been a valuable perspective brought to you by Roland Park Place, Baltimore City's only continuing care retirement community. Tune in next time for more lessons to learn right here on A Valuable Perspective. Thank you, Dr. Snyder.
Thank you.
For more information about Roland Park Place, visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Becky Bees.